Joining us now on AM 930 WEOL, we've got with us Jerry Evancik, also known as Mr. Incredible. Though I did see you sometimes, you're friends with Batman on occasion too, isn't that right? Let me move the microphone in front of you, Jerry, if you can.
Yeah, not a problem.
As well. But he's here to talk about a superhero movie night, and this is coming up on, Friday? This coming Friday, 5:30 to 7:30, takes place at Murray Ridge School. And tell us the reason behind this and how you decided to put something like this on for some special people.
Well, special needs people are highly forgotten out in the community. Our group, Heroes United, we've been together for about 7 months now, and we like, you know, helping out special needs, kids with autism like my son. He goes to this school. Murray Ridge schools are great. You know, the adult centers in Oberlin, Lorain, and Elyria. This event is for all of them, all of our special needs friends. This is going to be a sensory-friendly movie night.
Talk about what that means. I've seen that in your poster as well as on your site. What does that exactly mean, sensory-friendly?
Sure. What that means is we turn up the lights and we turn down the sound, and all of our friends can be themselves. They can come dressed up as characters. They can dance. They can stand up. They can sing. They can move around. There's no restrictions. We're inside the Murray Ridge School gymnasium. We're going to have pizza there. We're going to have a photo booth. We're going to have chips from one of our donors, Lorain Music Vending. We're going to have pizza from Marco's and Domino's. You know, it's going to be a great event. And, you know, the kids and the adults can all mingle, can stand up, can move around, and they can watch the Batman Lego movie that we're going to have. It wasn't the most current one, but it's before that. But, you know, it's very superhero, you know, friendly. Myself and about a dozen other superheroes will be there for you to get your pictures taken with us and just to have a good, fun night.
What is it about superheroes that, I guess, become so friendly for sometimes mascots and people in costumes, maybe for people with special needs or kids with certain disabilities, maybe is a little more off-putting? Is there something different about the superheroes? Is it sort of the colors and just sort of the sort of maybe they've seen these characters before? What's the connection there usually you find out?
You know, they see themselves in us. They see hope and, you know, they gravitate towards us. We bring out something in them that maybe nobody else can. They gravitate towards us. They, you know, they feel that we're there to do good. And, you know, we stand for hope and, you know, doing good in the community. We do stuff for kids, and they can tell that. They can tell the love that we're there to give, the hope, the fun. You know, we bring it every time. You know, we don't just you know, play act. This is, you know, who we are, and this is what we do.
Jerry, other than, of course, Mr. Incredible, who's hot now in the superhero world?
Well, definitely Batman. You know, he shows up from time to time, and one of his good friends, the Green Lantern, and Supergirl. Those are definitely some tops. And Deadpool, of course. I mean, he's always a friendly character and fun for the kids, no matter, you know, how he shows up. Power Rangers, which we're going to have at least two of the Power Rangers at our event, the red and the blue, which is going to be great. We're going to have Supergirl there. We're supposed to see Batman there, Mr. Incredible, the Green Lantern. You know, a lot of our friends are going to be there, you know, and those are probably the top ones. You know, we just got done doing an autism event. You know, this is Autism Awareness Month, and we try and do as much as we possibly can with, you know, sharing the message, getting it out there, letting our friends know that, you know, we're there to help them, you know, in their times of need.
This is, again, an event coming up on Friday at Murray Ridge School. They're hosting a superhero-themed movie night for special needs adults, kids, and their families. Lots of superheroes will be there. It's hosted by Heroes United. Jerry, you're the one who sort of founded this. Tell me a little bit about Heroes United. Why did you decide to do this sort of thing?
What I wanted to do is I wanted to be able to hit and go to the places that maybe other organizations wouldn't go to. The forgotten, special needs adults, kids, places in the community that might be outside their realm of interest. You know, we do small, large, we do, you know, events in Elyria, we do fundraisers, you know, we go out to Cleveland, we visit Ronald McDonald House every single month, and, you know, we spend an hour plus out there with the kids. So it's really important to us, you know, like-minded people doing like-minded things for the right reasons. We don't do this for any type of publicity. We don't do this for getting on TV or anything like that. This radio show is purely, you know, this interview is to, you know, this is a fundraiser on Friday for Murray Ridge. So this is, you know, to help them. This isn't to help me or my brand or anything like that. That ain't what we do, and that ain't what we stand for. We stand for helping the community and helping the kids, and that's why, you know, I put this together, and that's why my friends stand by me, and, you know, we work together because we're all like-minded people, and we all believe in the same goals.
Why did you choose Mr. Incredible? You know, there's so many different superheroes to pick from, to sort of, you know, investigate, to put the costume together. What is it about Mr. Incredible that really appealed to you?
I'm a very large superhero friend. You know, I love all superheroes. I'm into comic books, and I've been to, you know, for my entire life. Mr. Incredible, you know, leaped out at me as, you know, a father figure. You know, to his family, the power, the strength, the leader of his family. And I feel that with my own family. My son, who's 21, who's in our Heroes United group, is special needs, autism, nonverbal. And, you know, I have to be a leader. I have to be strong. I have to be strong for him. And that's where it kind of came from. From that point on, you know, kids really gravitate towards the character. And honestly, when the mask goes on, you know, a whole different character comes out, a whole different personality comes out. It is, you know, a freeing, experience where I can be myself. I can be boisterous for these, you know, for these guys and girls, and really bring it for them. That's what it's all about.
Again, your event is coming up on Friday. It's 5:30 to 7:30 at Murray Ridge School. They're hosting a superhero theme movie night. You said it's going to be Lego. Which Lego movie is this? Or is the Lego I see that you're going to be showing?
Yeah, it's a Batman Justice League movie.
Okay.
And so it's a friendly movie. You know, a lot of times, to be honest with you, the biggest reason why I wanted to do this was that families with special needs don't get to go out
to movies and things like that. Because you're talking about, as you mentioned, being sort of sensory friendly, you're putting it in a situation where if those kids, young adult, go into a dark theater and there's a lot of noise, they may be okay for a while, but then things may be kind of a little disturbing for them, or they're not quite sure. As you talk about the sensory overload of sense, so this is
exactly.
you're making, you say you have the lights on, you get freedom to move around. We get people can come and
they feel more comfortable too. They feel more comfortable with being around in a safe environment, around like-minded people, around their friends. And it's a very close-knit group of people that come to these events, you know, these special needs events. But it's so that they can get out and the families can get out, because, you know, it's $5 per person and $10 for a family of three or more. So, you know, you get pizza and pop and some chips with that. You can't beat that for a family getting to go out, and especially if you have multiple. I got friends that are special needs that have 5 and 6 members in their family, and you can't go spend $70 and $80 out in a movie that you don't know if you can stay at, because you might have a guy or a girl who can't stay there possibly. I know from experience with my son, and so, you know, it's hit or miss, and you don't want to gamble at almost $100 with a hit or miss type of situation.
So this is very affordable, and as I see, 5:30 to 7:30, so you're done by after 7:30, you know, 8 o'clock you're back at home or whatever like that too.
Pretty much. I'm going to be there early, so if anybody wants to show up at 5 o'clock, we're going to, you know, have the doors open, we're going to have raffles going on, we're going to have gift bags for the first handful of people that show up. We're going to have other vendors there showing off and making donations and, you know, different groups. We're going to have a specialty group that actually, you know, helps with exercises for special needs, and Hooligans Boxing, who actually offers special needs training, one-on-one special needs training. So, you know, because special needs people don't always get a chance to go out and get exercise that they actually need. And they do one-on-one sessions, which is great, and they're going to be there to speak with people. Photo booth, so you can dress up as any superhero and get your picture taken. So I'm going to be there, right after school.
So if people want to get tickets, or how do they go about it? Do they need to make a reservation, or what's the situation for that?
If you want to get a ticket, you can go to our events page, Heroes United for Kids on Facebook, and you can make a donation of $5 or $10, and it'll have your name with it, and that'll put you down as having a ticket. So you can do it that way. You can show up at the door. There's going to be more than enough space for anybody. So when you show up at the doors, you just pay, and we're going to be taking credit cards or cash either way. And it's all going towards Murray Ridge Schools. It's all being donated. It's just another fundraiser like we did back in September when we did EpiPens for Murray Ridge, where we raised over $3,000 for them, which was, a wonderful thing. And I got an award for that, which was great. Yeah, come on down, please. Bring your family and friends and come visit us.
And again, that's coming up Friday from 5:30 to 7:30 at Murray Ridge School. That's at 9750 Murray Ridge Road in Elyria. And again, you can go to heroesunitedforkids.com, and that's the number 4kids.com to find out more. Jerry Vancek, Mr. Incredible, thanks for coming up this morning. Appreciate that as well.
Thank you, always.
I didn't know Mr. Incredible had the summer outfit, the tank top, the Mr. Incredible tank top. There's a whole line about wardrobes, I guess, for Mr. Incredible. He's not always dressing in the spandex, I suppose.
I gotta show the arms off to bring the people, man. Right.
By the way, you're looking good these days, too.
Thank you, sir.
It
down is 70 pounds.
857 at WEOL.